HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Election strategist Prashant Kishore's meeting with Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi Vadra on Tuesday was to discuss his revival plan for the Congress, people familiar with the matter said on condition of anonymity. They added that the meeting was a continuation of the previous meetings Kishore has had with the Gandhis, starting with one with President Sonia Gandhi last May, and subsequently with some other top leaders of the Congress, on the same theme, and that it may even involve the election strategist joining the party. The Congress has officially refused to comment on the matter. However, at least two senior leaders who have been part of discussions told Hyatt that it is actively being considered. Russian President Vladimir Putin, notorious for his skepticism about global warming, has now said that climate change is a priority and vowed to work along with the United States to battle increasing global temperatures, news agency AFP reported on Thursday. The development comes amid a record-breaking heatwave in Russia during June, which experts say could lead to the hottest summer that the country has experienced in more than a century. Moscow is baking in temperatures soaring towards record highs, news agencies reported a day ago, adding that people are heading to lakes to cool off as the heat wave sweeps western Russia. Daytime temperatures in Moscow are forecast at 30 to 35 degrees Celsius in the coming days and could break record highs on 3 days this week that have stood since 1936, 1951, and 2010, the RIA news agency reported. The Narendra Modi government on Wednesday increased the Dearness Allowance, DA, and Dearness Relief, DR, for central government employees and pensioners from 17% to 28% with effect from July 1, 2021, ending a 18-month-long freeze since January last owing to COVID-19 pandemic. In view of the unprecedented situation which arose due to the COVID-19 pandemic, three additional installments of Dearness Allowance, DA, to central government employees and Dearness Relief, DR, to pensioners, which were due from the 1st of January 2020, the 1st of July 2020 and the 1st of January 2021, had been frozen, said the newly appointed Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Thakur. Amid speculation over Congress looking to replace Adhiranjan Chaudhary in the Lok Sabha, news agency PTI on Wednesday reported that he will continue as the leader of the lower house. This comes as the Congress is looking to corner the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, over various issues like alleged mismanagement of the COVID-19 crisis, border disputes with China, farmers' agitation and the Rafale deal during the monsoon session of Parliament. The Congress leaders are also set to raise the issue over rising fuel prices in Parliament. The monsoon session of Parliament is set to commence from July 19 and will continue till August 13. India on Wednesday presented a three-point roadmap for an end state in Afghanistan, including cessation of violence and attacks, and political dialogue for a settlement which ensures that countries in the region aren't threatened by terrorism and extremism. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar presented the Indian view at a meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, contact group on Afghanistan in the Tajikistan capital. Against the backdrop of a sustained campaign by the Taliban to capture territory and border crossings, he said the world community is against the seizure of power by violence and force and wouldn't legitimize such actions.
You were listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.